Welcome to Risk Business News, a podcast on the recent news from the cybersecurity industry. This is Catalin Campano. Today is October 17, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. In today's main story, reports are coming out of Russia that the Kremlin is building a national surveillance system. Russian news outlet Kommersant said the Russian government intends to centralize and aggregate streams from CCTV systems from all over the country in a new data center it is building in Moscow. This new national surveillance system is scheduled to launch by December 16 and will be run by the Moscow Department of Information Technology, the same department that has been running Moscow's citywide facial recognition system for the past decade. Kremlin officials said they need to centralize streams from all over Russia in Moscow because no region can afford full-fledged computing power to process such a large volume of data. They also cited the need to allow law enforcement agencies to crack down on increased terrorist threats and identify and track down draft dodgers across Russia. The Kommersant report came days before the Washington Post also reported that the Russian military and police forces have been resorting to ambushing men in public spaces to hand out mobilization forms and forcing them into military service in Ukraine. Moving on now to data breach news, Tata Power, one of the largest electrical power producers in India, disclosed a security breach in a document filed with India's National Stock Exchange last week. The company said the incident only impacted its IT systems, which is currently in the process of restoring, and that its critical systems are all operating normally. Similarly, Australian retail chain Woolworths also said last week that a threat actor compromised an employee's credentials and accessed the backend of its MyDeal portal. Woolworths said the intruder had access to its customers' personal data, but couldn't confirm that any information was taken. Nevertheless, the company is currently sending email notifications to all affected customers. Another company to disclose a security breach last week was Advanced, one of the biggest IT providers for the UK National Health System, who admitted that in late August, the Logbit ransomware gang breached and encrypted a part of their network. Advanced said the breach occurred after the attacker entered its network using legitimate credentials, with the attacker later establishing an RDP connection to its Citrix server and then moving laterally across its network from there. Meanwhile, in tech news, the biggest story of the weekend was the revelation that Microsoft failed to update a blacklist of vulnerable drivers for more than 2 years since 2019. When this blacklist is enabled on Windows systems, the operating system will prevent the installation of unknown drivers or versions of verified drivers known to contain major vulnerabilities. While the driver blacklist is not enabled by default on Windows systems, Microsoft's failure to keep this list updated makes it even worse, as the companies that use this feature relied on it as a security boundary and defense in their network and planned and expected that the list receive regular updates. In addition to this, Microsoft also took a pounding from the InfoSec community last week on another topic, namely a new security issue discovered in how the company handles sending encrypted emails. In a report on Friday, researchers from WithSecure said they found that the Microsoft Office 365 message encryption technology, also known as OMEE, uses the electronic codebook mode of operation, which has been known to be vulnerable for years. WithSecure, formerly known as F-Secure, said this vulnerability can be used to leak information from encrypted emails sent through Microsoft 365 services. However, despite the severity of the issue, WithSecure said that after notifying Microsoft, the company declined to update its OMEE service. Staying on the topic of information leaks, security researchers also found last week that Telegram encrypted messages leak Telegram usernames, an issue that could be used to track certain communications. Ironically, the issue came to light 10 days after Telegram founder Pavel Durov aggressively attacked WhatsApp for containing security issues that endangered its users. Also in vulnerability news, the Linux kernel team released security updates last week to fix 5 vulnerabilities in the Linux Wi-Fi module that could be exploited via WLAN frames. According to researchers, the issues can be exploited over the air and could even lead to remote code execution. Moving on to malware-related news, Microsoft said on Friday that it detected a new ransomware strain named Prestige. Microsoft said this campaign targeted organizations in the transportation and logistics industries in Ukraine and Poland. The US maker didn't link the ransomware to any particular group, but said the attacks overlapped with previous victims of Hermetic Viper, a data-wiping malware strain that was deployed in the early hours of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Also in malware and APT-related attacks, the Japanese National Police Agency published a very rare public cybersecurity advisory last week, warning that Lazarus, a group of North Korean state-sponsored hackers, have been seen sending phishing emails to employees of Japanese-based cryptocurrency companies in the hopes of infecting their systems and stealing funds. In threat intelligence news, SentinelOne researchers published a report on Friday about a change in tactics from the 8220 gang, an infamous cybercrime group known for targeting cloud-based infrastructure for crypto mining attacks. According to the company, this group has updated its attack methods and infrastructure and is now targeting misconfigured versions of Docker, Apache, and WebLogic servers. In a previous report in July, SentinelOne said the gang operated primarily by brute force attacks and using exploits for known vulnerabilities, a tactic that proved successful to infect more than 30,000 cloud servers at the time. In other cybercrime-related news, we have some good news courtesy of Dutch police, which said in a press release on Friday that they managed to trick the operators of the Deadbolt ransomware out of 155 decryption keys. Authorities said they were able to pull off this scheme after Dutch security firm responders found a loophole in how Deadbolt released decryption keys to its victims. Researchers said the Deadbolt gang was storing the decryption key for victims inside the metadata of Bitcoin transactions that gets revealed to victims when they make a payment. Using this discovery, Dutch police made several payments to the Deadbolt ransomware gang, got to see the decryption key, and then immediately cancelled the transactions, denying crooks their payments. The Dutch police is now making the keys they managed to uncover available to past Deadbolt victims via a dedicated website. Also in law enforcement-related news, French authorities say they detained 5 suspects in Paris on the suspicion they orchestrated a sprawling phishing campaign throughout 2021 and 2022 that targeted owners of Bored Ape NFTs. The group is believed to have stolen NFTs worth more than $2.5 million at the time of the thefts. French press credited cryptocurrency blockchain investigator ZachBXT with initially tracking down the 5 suspects back in August. And last but not least, we have an update from Interpol. After South African news outlets reported that Interpol arrested 2 members of the Airlords Nigerian crime syndicate for BEC-related attacks, Interpol set the record straight on Friday and clarified that the 2 arrests were actually members of the Black Axe Nigerian crime syndicate instead. Interpol said the 2 arrests were part of Operation Jackal, which included 75 arrests in total. Interpol said the operation was the first time law enforcement agencies across the world united and cracked down on Black Axe, which they are now seeing as a major security threat worldwide due to its sprawling online thefts and money laundering operations. And since we're on the topic of West African cybercrime gangs, in today's sponsor segment, Sherrod Agrippo, Proofpoint's Vice President of Threat Research and Detection, provides an update on a threat group they are calling TA2536, which has been very active in recent months.
TA2536, they're sending a just smorgasbord of all kinds of different malware, and they're doing it at high volume. We're seeing campaigns that are totaling about 40,000 messages over the past week or so. This one has everything. The threat landscape's hottest club has Agent Tesla, LokiBot, GooLoader, 404 Keylogger, XLoader, and it's using PowerShell, it's using Equation Editor, it's building its macros with LCGKit. This thing has it all. We're also seeing Snake Keylogger on this one. And what's interesting about this is that it's at high volume and they're just smashing a bunch of stuff together in a whole bunch of campaigns trying to see what sticks. Now, why would they be doing that? Well, I'll tell you. Actor TA2536 is an actor based out of West Africa, and they're mostly known for doing things that are like a little more in that email fraud, social engineering category. But over the past couple of years, they've started leveraging office documents, they've started going after vulnerabilities, building macros, and targeting things that are just all over the place. So this is a great example of a threat actor that kind of started off as one of those email fraud, social engineering only type threat actors, and pivoted to just all of the off-the-shelf commodity malware that you can imagine. And they've been doing campaigns for years. We've been tracking them since 2014, and we see them pretty active just about every week for the past several years. This is an indication that that landscape, that threat actor landscape, it's absolutely evolving. The BEC and email fraud actors that we see in Nigeria, Morocco, West Africa, those groups are starting to pivot into more technical attacks. Previously, we saw them doing things like gift cards or just info stealers or things that are pretty basic. But over the years, they've really evolved. They've clearly brought in some new talent into their group. And now they're doing just all kinds of different malware, smashing stuff together. They're going after things that are a little bit stale, but what we're seeing is that they're really evolving. They're using keyloggers, rats, bots, Agent Tesla, LokiBot, Formbook, all of your standard off-the-shelf commodity malware, and they're leveraging it in big old volumes. We're seeing them do campaigns 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 messages at a time.
This is it for today's news. You can find links to all the technical reports mentioned in this podcast in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. And you can subscribe to our podcast via our website at risky.biz.